Hear, hear.
So why the cough, John?
Huh? What cough?
That was the first time I ever gave you a physical. Good work there. I knew there was a way to get through. Here, John, let me check those for you. Here, I'll check
you
out.
I owe you a new pair of gloves.
You know I'm a licensed testicle checker, don't you?
Wait a minute. If this is my thermometer, where's my pen? There we go.
Oh, I stole it.
That's an old joke. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I never heard that joke before. Is that via the Catskills or something that all you people laugh at all the time? Because you people love the Catskills.
If this is my thermometer, where's my pen? Yeah. No, I had the plague this weekend.
Which one? The anti-Jew plague?
Yes.
The grasshopper one?
Yes.
The frogs.
The common cold, I guess.
I had the frogs over the weekend.
I guess it was the flu. It was the flu. I don't know. I had a frog in my throat from Tuesday to Friday.
Lucky frog.
you're such a perv, even for being a perv.
Yes. I'm ahead of the bell curve on the perv.
Yeah.
Bell curve.
The bell perv. And as you can hear, I'm still getting over it. But Saturday was insane. I had 102.
Psychotic, insane, sociological.
Okay.
What?
I had a fever. Okay, it was like a little over 100. So I called the doctor's office, and the doctor is like,
yes.
Well, actually, I got an answering service because it was Saturday, and like, if this is an emergency, you can reach the doctor on call. And I had to debate within myself whether or not this was an emergency, but you know, I had a fever and I didn't know what was up. So anyway, I called the doctor on call, and then I get her answering machine. Like, I'm sick, and you're a doctor, so give me a call. You know, we'll work it out. It was something along those lines. And then she finally calls me back like a couple hours later. This is not my regular doctor. This is the doctor on call.
Right.
And she says, well, you know, if you've been sick for this number of days, there's not really anything I can prescribe you. They'll do anything for it. Just drink lots of fluids. If your fever goes up, give me a call back, and I'll prescribe you some antibiotics. Well, lo and behold, my fever shoots up a couple hours later to 102.5. And I call her back, and of course, I get her blankety-blank answering machine again. She doesn't call me back for like 2 hours. So I call again, and I leave a really nasty message on the machine. I'm like, you told me to call you back if my fever goes up, my fever went up. I kind of need some help here. So anyway, she finally calls me back like an hour later, and she calls in the prescription for antibiotics, and Shannon had to babysit me all night. I had the shivers. I had the shakes. I was hot. I was cold. And you know, it just reminds you of, like, you know, your body is really a rental.
Totally.
You're really on loan.
Totally.
We go around every day assuming that it's like, oh yeah, I'm this completely whole individual. But at any given moment, your body can just like be rejected. And there's nothing and there's nothing your mind can do about it. You know, positive thinking, doesn't work. Watching movies with sick people in them doesn't work.
The negative thinking probably got you to that place in the first place, partly, I would say.
No.
Yes.
No, I got sick probably because last weekend I was so party tard. But
did you say party tard?
Isn't that what you said?
No, I said party too hard. But party tard, that's awesome.
Oh,
we just made something up. That's great.
Fantastic. Anyway, I'm still getting over it. But as you can see, like, I'm all I couldn't even bring myself to dress up.
You couldn't bring yourself to at least wear
comb my hair.
Yeah.
I still feel like crap, but at least I don't have a fever.
Although right.
We should probably change the cozy on this mic after I use it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. What do you call it?
Contagious?
I was gonna say addictive. I'm not contagious anymore.
I'm gonna have to be the shepherd.
The fever's over.
I'm gonna be the shepherd with a show today. Just kind of like nudge you along.
Yeah.
Nudge you along. Keep you going.
I am gonna be totally out of sorts today. It's
good.
Absolutely
this
true.
Ought to make fun. So yeah. It's meet Mark and John's delirium.
I hate being sick. Do you like being sick?
Why would I like being sick? Who likes being sick other than probably perhaps some self-hating, guilty, loving Jew?
You're perverted in a number of ways. How am I supposed to guess?
That I'm supposed to like me? I don't have a fetish for that. I have a fetish for things like Roman showers and things like that. And
what's a Roman shower?
Come on. You know what a golden shower is? What's a Roman shower? Come on. I'm not really into it. I'm just like talking like I'm into all this crazy, gross crap.
I don't know what a golden shower is. What's a Roman shower?
What would you guess, Smarty Pants? Come on. You're smart.
I don't know where someone builds a road on you. I have no idea.
No, vomitorium. Come on.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's hot.
That's disgusting. Let's go to music.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I have a lot of music to play.
Me too.
As I often do on Hear Hear, which is a submission show where people send us music. This is a band called Tack. They have an album called Porn. And you can check them out by going to myspace.com/tackband. That's T-A-C-K.
I was just going
to
ask, is that T-A-C-T or T-A-C-K?
It's T-A-C-K. So here you go. This is Tack. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Stupid. You're doing it.
Do you kiss your mother?
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. That was Tack from their album Porn. We were listening to the first two tracks, Catman and, Carl.
Carl. He was, sound like Carl.
He was saying hot, but I thought so.
I thought he was saying hot coil.
Hmm. Yeah, so myspace.com/tackband.
Where are they from again?
They're from L.A., I believe.
Good.
Unless I screwed up the envelopes. Actually, everything kind of spilled out of my bag. Yes. They're from L.A.
Yes, yes.
And from Tarpit Music, TARPIT music.com.
Oh, Tarpit.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Tarpit like carpet.
I know. Yeah. My reading skills are
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed recently we have been getting a lot more submissions out of our own hometown of Los Angeles. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Like, normally it would be like 25% of what I would get. Now more is coming. Thanks for coughing on me.
I didn't. I coughed.
I felt a little bit on my elbow.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It was dry, though. That makes it even more scary. Anyway, it's going to be a fun afternoon.
It is.
John.
You might want to.
I'm going to take a bath in hydrogen peroxide when I get home.
I'm not contagious anymore. I promise.
It's always the ones who say they're not contagious are the contagious ones.
It's true.
If you have to say you're not contagious, it just seems kind of odd.
I'm okay to drive. I'm not. I haven't had too much to drink.
No, I haven't.
Anyway, you were saying
that was your weekend?
We've getting more submissions
from LA. I've noticed that. So awesome.
And did you just ask me how my weekend was? I told you how my weekend was. My weekend was shit. I was sick all weekend.
Right.
I didn't get to party. I didn't get to do anything. In fact, I even had reservations to go to a restaurant and see a band, and had to cancel
them
because I was sick.
That's great. Thank you so much. I think me, and if I may speak for the audience, we feel for you. We're just with you with like the tragedy of having to make reservations and then not being able to, which, I know for you, you never break a date or, you're always there, man.
I don't like making reservations. I don't like the commitment.
Pretty much our listeners shuddered because they know how much you are in your OCD, a commitment, neurotically commitment.
What?
Kind of guy.
That's it? That's all you got?
No, just remember, I said this the other day. I'm a big volunteer guy at my spiritual center where I go to, and I was with my team. I go, come on, you guys, we got to go set up. Remember, our commitment to excellence is based in fear, is deeply neurotic. Everyone started laughing because it was, it's funny how you'd have this commitment to excellence of always doing things right, but it's based in fear then. It's not based in any sort of good thing.
I rented the movie Hammerhead this weekend.
I don't even know that movie.
It's
did you watch it at all?
Yeah, it's I watched about half of it and I gave up. Low budget direct to video sci-fi. Hadn't seen anything quite that corny in a while. It's got Jeffrey Combs in it from Reanimator. And if you're a dork like me, that's cool.
I'm not a dork in that way. So
This guy is trying to cure his son's cancer, so he injects him with shark stem cells, which turns into a half man, half shark mutant.
And, does he look like a hammerhead?
Hilarity ensues. Well, yeah,
that's the worst.
Except the movie was so low budget that they refused to show you the monster for more than like 2 seconds at a time because they know if you actually took a look at it, you'd see
like,
that it
whatever.
Was like a middle school science fair project.
Lame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but did he look like a hammerhead?
So you can avoid
that
movie.
That's the worst shark to have to look like, I would think.
Yeah.
So he looked like his total numbskulls.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in terms of the race, they're the dumb shits.
Absolutely.
Of the shark family.
No, actually, though, they're supposedly, or at least according to the movie, the smarter of the sharks.
Well.
Because they hunt.
Looks are pretty much everything in the animal kingdom. And you might
be
smart,
kingdom.
But if you don't look smart, then you're going to get taken advantage of. And I'm sure the hammerheads are taken advantage of because they look like dork-offs.
Maybe in gay mark world, looks are... Or everything.
Gay Mark World. Isn't that kind of a redundancy, John? How about just Mark World? Mark World alone is suffice, all right? It's my turn. Do you have anything more to say? Because we're going to music.
No.
See, with you being kind of out of it, I just feel like I got to take the ball and I need to direct this shit, man.
I know. My witty banter is suffering.
Yeah, both witty and banter are like down in the low percentile of your normal self.
I need to take more antibiotics.
All right, so we've never had a submission from the country of the Philippines before, have we?
Are you supposed to crush your antibiotics with a quarter and sniff them with a dollar bill through your nose?
I don't know if it's supposed to is the right word. I think you can. Is totally possible.
Okay.
I mean, the quickest way is to stick them up your butt.
Oh. Wait, that's your answer for everything.
No, yeah, that's true. It should be. Oh, I don't know. Just stick it up your butt.
Ba-dum-tsh.
So anyway, so this is a band out of Philippines. I wish I knew what city, city, because I just love having city and country. I'm just that kind of guy. Thank you for your professionalism, John. God. It's like doing a show with Homer Simpson. God.
I shouldn't have come in today. Now all of Kill Radio is going to get sick. No, yeah. I'm not contagious.
No, really. Anyway, this is a band called Sundown Cafe. They're out of the Philippines. I wish I knew where. If you want to tell me and you're listening, our instant message, our handle for instant messaging for AOL Instant Messenger is Kill Radio Station. Love to know if you're from Manila or maybe a better part that we can pass on to our listeners. Because we're all about geography, aren't we, John?
It's a very geographically oriented show.
Centric show. So this is a song called Last Star. You're listening to this band called Sundown Cafe on here, killradio.org. Please play.
Any time now.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
On killradio.org.
Meow.
Enough with the meow.
No.
We have to change it.
Oh, you don't like it anymore?
I'm over the meow.
Oh.
Meow. Thanks for telling me, John.
Woof.
Meow, meow, hear, hear, meow, meow, killradio, meow, meow.org, meow, meow, meow.
You know
the
that's show
from? Drives
you know
its
from?
Humor from you being naturally irritating, not from you trying to irritate
from being
me.
Extra special irritating?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that was, speaking of not being irritating, that was Rohan, who we've played before in the show, lucky us. He's
like
out
Rohan.
Of Dublin. That would be Ireland as opposed to California. Did you know there's a Dublin, California?
No.
There's a big, huge.
I knew there was a Dublin, Ireland, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're growing so fast.
I know.
I'm proud of you today. Anyway, myspace.com/Rohan for sale. That's R-O-H-A-N for sale, spelled out. That was a song called Mine Tonight. And then before that, we heard Sundown Caffeine. They're out of the Philippines with a song called Last Star, myspace.com/Sundown Caffeine. If you have any questions about any of the bands we play or have played and would like to know more information like this that I've just said, you could always instant message us here at the station. Right now, we're using the handle at the station. We use Kill Radio Station, all one word.
For those of you unaware of space and time, you might not have noticed that we are now 2 to 4 on Mondays.
Yes.
Instead of noon to 2.
And what's great about this is it doesn't matter if you listen to the podcast. It really doesn't matter what time it is. So we are podcasting the show through the iTunes Music Store.
Yes.
Thank you, John, for handling that. Good job.
Do we have a link to that on our page yet?
Yes. Yes. If you go to our here, myspace.com/here_here, H-E-A-R_H-E-R-E, that link is there. Just scroll down. You can also see the link for the upcoming show that we're doing, the fundraiser for Kill Radio that we're doing downtown at Lost Souls Cafe.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. So you already have that slated as a monthly.
So far.
So we're going to be
6 bands
doing Here Here Presents, a monthly benefit acoustic concert show series.
The third Sunday of the month, each month at Lost Souls Cafe, which is on 4th Street in downtown Los Angeles, Old Bank District between Spring and Main.
That's
it's
awesome.
A great cafe, yeah.
Great opportunity for the bands.
Well,
great
that's
way
why
for Kill Radio to generate some flow.
That's why I'm so glad we're getting more LA submissions.
Yeah.
Because we kind of didn't start off with that many, and now we're getting a lot. So I don't know if it's because of the KCT thing. I don't know if it's because we finally have reached another level of critical mass or
I've
what.
Taken up prayer.
That helps. But you praying, wow. I'd love to hear that. Dear Jerk Off.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, here's the bands, though, for this upcoming Sunday. That's March 18th at Lost Souls Cafe from 6 to 10 p.m. That's a Sunday. The bands are The Renders, Foreign Keys, Skylar Stone Street, The Nooch, Craig Lyons, Sarah Melson, and Black Dollar will be performing as Happy Hands, Happy Feet. But they're really known as Black Dollar. So any of these bands are easy to look up. You can find their links to their MySpace pages at our MySpace page. Again, myspace.com/here_here.
And again, it's like an early show, too. It starts at 6.
Yeah, well, because it's on a Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. But it's
a long show.
It's 7 bands. I kind of know I'm going to have to like really mind the time with that. I don't think it's an acoustic night.
So that's less than $1 a band.
Yeah, and we're asking for a $5 donation, which goes towards the non-profit and non-commercial...
Anti-corporate... Money-repellent.
Money... What repellent?
Money-repellent.
We're not money-repellent. We're pro-money.
Profit-repellent.
Well, whatever that
progressive,
means.
Progressive...
Progressive...
Alternative...
Programming.
Internet...
Programming.
Radio station.
Programming station. Okay, you got it. Just go to myspace.com/here_here. You'll figure it all out. It's so simple.
And they'll have prizes, raffle, and doing all sorts of crazy.
I know Lost
shit.
Souls is going to donate a gift card.
And Lost Souls, by the way, if you haven't been there, is just anyway a cool place to
it
hang
is.
Out.
It is.
Independently of what we're doing there.
Yeah, one of the owners is actually a DJ at killradio.org. He does a show on Saturdays called Lost Souls.
They make a killer lemon bar.
They don't make it. They buy a killer lemon bar and then they up the price and sell it to you very
awesome.
Well. Actually, their iced coffee is crazy because the way they brew it overnight, but in cold water. It's not hot water that they saved, and it's like liquid cocaine. It is so strong. It'll amp your ass off.
Awesome.
So let's go to you because we've talked enough.
So this is, I'm going to play an artist by the name of Kim Kennedy, who was kind enough to call the station and ask, hey, how can I submit to Kill Radio? It just so happened that we were here. Kill Radio is also
I was
show.
Here at the same time. I mean,
think
you're
so.
Normally here. I mean, you really
I'm here
don't.
A lot.
Where do you have to go, John? Other than home.
Oh.
And maybe to go pick up your Social Security check or whatever.
Oh.
What else? I said that in that you car wash because I know you're really about. Actually, no, you wash your own car now. You said that because you're so meticulous about it.
No, I don't wash my car.
Yeah, you're in denial. Uh-huh.
I don't
Is
wash
your car
my
clean
car.
Right now?
No, it's filthy.
Yeah.
I'm not a clean freak. I'm really not.
I'm not either. We both should be excommunicated from our demographics for that reason alone. It is non-stereotypical of either of us to be non-clean freaks. I'm a bachelor. I would be living in a pile of my own foodstuffs if, you know, I didn't have people come over. So I really need to get a wife.
Well,
just for that alone.
I'm not.
Just for that, really.
No, I guess I am kind of a dirty person. I'm trying to, like, save face and say, well, I don't really know, but
I mean,
are you dirty? I'm pretty filthy. It's true. Without Shannon, I'm basically
and I
garbage.
You're introducing Kim Kennedy, and I interrupt. I apologize. Did I do that?
Well, you're basically a horrible person. Kim
In
Kennedy,
that order?
MySpace.com/KimKennedy. That's KENNEDY. And I'm going to play two tracks from her EP.
Yay.
Which is self-titled. And these are the tracks. They sound like this. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org's all submission, only submission show.
another excuse for a cigarette, hoping I would die. Well, I want you to know you haven't killed me yet. You spit on the ground. And said I was so far beneath you, you thought I would drown. Just come closer and open your mouth. But you know, it's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. There's no one to leave us out. And you know, it's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. I swear to God, I'll burn this down. But you hate yourself. And you don't want me gone. So fuck it, I'm running through your head. The other rear is taking off. Talk about everything I lack and everything I could do without. Walk me to the road so I could be your excuse for a hit and run. Tell me I'm a wreck. Well, we'll see who's fucked up here when I'm done. But you know, it's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. I swear I just can't stand you now. You know, it's not what it's about. It's not what it's about. I swear I gotta burn it.
Here.
On killradio.org. That was Kim Kennedy. MySpace.com/Kim Kennedy. Check it out. Thank you for your submission.
Yeah.
Here is where the music gets played. That
it's where it really happens.
To killradio.org.
It's where the gift of music really takes place.
It's where the magic happens.
I don't know about
Kill
that.
Radio.
I don't know about magic.
So if you want to submit your
mysticism.
Music for airplay, all you...
Mysticism really happens here.
Wait your turn.
Oh, sorry. I saw my red light on. It's green light. Sorry.
All you have to do is go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, and you can send us a CD to the studio at 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, attention here. Or you can send MP3s via usendit.com. To Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And all these instructions are there on that MySpace. And we want it. We don't care what the genre is.
Please don't ask for permission. You have permission.
And even if it's just like a CDR, if it's a track you just finished and you haven't had time to send it to your big corporate press machine to have your hip
logo
stamped onto it, that's fine. You can send it anyway.
Yes.
And we'll play it.
Yes.
So, and just beware, it takes about a month and a half to get through the stack.
Yeah, I'm already working on
given the current rate of submissions.
April's. I'm just entering into April's playlist.
A year, man. Who knew we'd still be doing this?
That's right. Our year anniversary is coming up at the end of this month.
We started doing this show. I was certain that it was only going to last a week.
Really?
No. No, I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
Right. I had no expectation. I had no certainty. I said, whatever, let's just play it out. Well, in the beginning, my God, you were so anti-committal.
Yes. And I still am.
Maybe that's why it's done so well, because you don't have that pressure of, I feel the pressure of having to do it. And since we both don't feel that mentally, we're like, whatever, I'll show up.
I'm like that Hollywood couple that refuses to get married, but stays together for 50 years.
And we consistently adopt children from all over the lands.
Yeah.
That's
what this fundraiser thing is, basically.
Pay for that.
Adopting a small Vietnamese orphan.
I was going to say Vietnamese, because that's what we're due next on. I mean, we've barely touched Asian. I think people are starting to talk.
Oh, in terms of music?
Well, no, in terms of babies. The Jolies are talking about how we don't have a Vietnamese kid, and they have like five.
No, but seriously, we've gotten music.
Madonna
from
doesn't
all
care
over
about us.
World.
Madonna's feeling competitive because we have more.
Did we
African...
play music from Africa last
week? Yeah, two weeks ago. We have more African children than Madonna does, and so we've kind of started this.
I do.
Yeah, comparative. So that's why she's stopped talking crap about us. But have you noticed she's been over there more? Bitch, so competitive. Who cares?
You've had it out for Madonna since before we started the show.
But it's like kind of having out. Like I don't have to do anything about it.
It's a gay thing, right?
No, she builds her own hole. I don't have to do anything. She does it all on her own. It's like self fulfilling.
I get along with Madonna fine. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, whatever. If you can handle her taking over the conversation the whole time. Anyway.
I like her accent. Sounds like she's telling
the
truth.
Which one?
The British one.
No, it's not British. She's trying to go for that whole kind of Ingmar Bergman thing. You know, like she's from Sweden. Anyway, we're going to go to Ireland again. This is an artist that we played last week. And I like this song, so I decided to put it on this week, kind of stretch it out between 2 weeks. The band is named Fraud. I don't know how to pronounce this. They haven't talked to me. They haven't corrected me, so maybe I'm doing it right. I'm just going to say in my American pronunciation, my American phonetics of English.
It's pronounced American.
Oh, sorry, American. Drop the A, add apostrophe, right. This is Drogheda, Duth, Ireland. MySpace.com/fraud the band. The band is Fraud. The song is Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, nice try, Mark.
You're listening. You don't even know. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Maybe for the last time, I saw all I do. standing in front of your door with my heart in my hands. It's been long since I felt insecure. I must make amends. If the manner is odd and I know that I look like a mess, but I've come through the dark with a point, I have to confess. Last night I took to the streets in search of my name, and in a vision clear as glass, yours to me came. It's a coat of discretion I wear before you hear. Please receive this appeal, my love is sincere. Though you stand in your skin in the cold, 'cause you won't let me in. I am back deep within, where you and I begin. I made a fire with the wood in my head, and I looked through your eyes towards a shimmering city from the top of a hill that I climbed. With his big dirty boots, the truth came and sat next to me. He said, run before it's too late to see. Now you stand in your skin in the cold, 'cause you won't let me in. I am back deep within, where you and I begin. It's an honest expression I bring to you here. It's the swelling impression that I need you here. Though you stand in your skin in the cold, 'cause you won't let me in. I am back within, where you and I begin. Begin. You and I.
Thanks for sharing that, John. That makes me feel real good.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime.
So it's not just a fever. It could potentially be lung cancer.
Well, it started
is that
as
how
a
your
cough,
life unfolds?
And then it became a fever. So you just start to wonder if, you know, what if you're not, what if you don't.
And then it became E. coli.
I don't panic about, I'm not a hypochondriac. I don't go to the doctor every time I get sick.
No hypochondriac considers himself a hypochondriac, John.
No, but seriously, like, so I get sick and then I just like, oh, well, I'm sick, and then it goes away. But when you get the fever, then you're like, oh, you know, because I watch House, and every episode of House ends in cancer. And so, mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
They celebrate cancer there. All right, so that was Andy Cisco out of Paris, France. I don't know if it's supposed to be pronounced Cisco or Cisco. There was a song called You and I Begin. It's an actual website address. It's Andy Cisco, AndySCisco.com.
What's a website?
I know. We're only, we usually, the. God, Thank God English isn't my first language.
I can't understand anything unless it's prefaced by the words my and space.
Or and like. Like isn't on MySpace?
Tell you, one day MySpace is just going to totally crash, and then it's going to be worse than Y2K, which really wasn't all that bad.
And then before that, we heard a band called Fraud. I'm just going to say I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the city name right. So they're just from Ireland. And their MySpace page is myspace.com/fraud, the band. That was a song called Once in a Lifetime. So that was a nice set. And from Europe, no less. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
And what is with this daylight savings?
What's wrong with it? It's just 3 weeks early.
Seinfeld there for a second. It's weird, though, like jumping up an hour. Like when you jump back an hour, it's cool because you always feel like no matter how late you go to bed, it's not as late as you thought. And, you know, you only have to get up at like 8:30 to get somewhere by 8. I like that.
Right.
But this whole like...
You know, that's interesting.
Like here it is, it's 3 o'clock, but in my mind, it's only 2 o'clock, which means I should just now be getting up.
And in Europe, they haven't had the time change yet. So they're going to probably... Our European listeners are probably not going to hear the show until for another 5 minutes. And then they're going to watch... We're going to see a jump.
And in New Mexico, the time doesn't change. So they're in a constant state
of... Is it
of
New Mexico
limbo.
Or Arizona does it weird too?
But how is that? Like, can they feel it not change? Like, how does that work?
I don't know, John. I really don't know.
Well, would you go to New Mexico and find out while I'm setting up this...
Yeah, hold
next
on
CD?
One sec. Let me make a couple phone calls.
So I got a couple of singles from Fono Visa Records, which apparently specializes in Mexican rock and roll.
Rock en español.
And I'm going to play for you three singles, three bands, El Tri.
Wow.
El Tri. Let's see.
Yes.
Novel and Duho. And the first one I'm going to play for you is by El Tri, and it's called El Muro. And it says here, the new El Tri single El Muro, which spotlights the controversy over a wall that some politicians want to build to separate Mexico and the U.S. It says here on this one sheet, as the premier spokesperson for the Latin rock world, the Mexican rock legend himself, Alex Lora, shares his political views on his newest controversial single titled El Muro, a song that condemns the proposed Sensenbrenner bill calling for a 700-mile wall along the U.S. and Mexico border. Getting all political and stuff.
That isn't like us at all to do that.
On killradio.org.
Ever.
On
anti-corporate, this is perfect.
Nonprofit,
this is great.
Internet radio. So
thank
you're listening
you.
To Hear Here on killradio.org. And here's some music for you. This is El Tri with the new single, El Muro.
Estamos esperando.
There we go.
Ahora sí, ya me voy, ahí nos vemos. La frontera me voy a cruzar. Voy buscando encontrar mi camino. Voy buscando.
en su muro, me voy a zurrar esas perras migrañas. Para que hagan pedazos con ella, mientras yo les canto esta canción. El muro de la vergüenza, por el arco del triunfo me lo voy a pasar. Y a Juan
That was El Muro by El Tri. And do not have a website for them, unfortunately, but you can see if I find a website for you for... Well, you can contact Phono Visa Records anyway, or you can contact Ricky Rock Promotions, RIKKYROC, at AOL.com. And next track I'm going to play for you from this label is... Bésame by Novel, and it sounds like this. It says here, Mexico is turning out some of the best power pop en español that has been heard in years. In the tradition of Allison, Panda, and Deluxe, and of course Green Day, here is the debut single of Monterrey-based Novel, Bésame.
Si mañana comienza una guerra, si Salinas se regresa, porque quiere gobernar otra vez. Si los gringos apagan la luna, si me quedo en ayunas, porque un cura dice que eso está bien. Por mí que se vayan a la mierda, lo malo ya no me interesa desde que te tengo a ti. El mundo ya no es tan gris. Bésame pa' que brillen las estrellas cuando el humo no las deja ver. Bésame para que nos valga más.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, there you go. Good job, John. Good. Keep going.
Yourself,
keep going.
Mark?
No, no, no. I'm just being supportive. Okay, you
okay,
took out the
so
scene. I was going to put in another one.
SMA by Novel. I
Who's
have
this,
one
John?
More track
good work,
for
good
you.
Work. Awesome.
This is El Duho. And what does it say here? Duho has attracted.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I said put that phone on vibrate.
I will. I'll get that later. Duho has attracted a following from both their recording with Genitalica. That's hilarious. And having their music featured in various Mexican television shows. So enjoy the infectious groove of the song Salsa Pa Tacos. Yeah, Salsa Pa Tacos. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Ay, que nos deparará en el futuro. Solo Dios sabe por qué no estoy seguro. Sueño que mi vida da vuelta 360. Trabajo pa' llevar comida hasta la mesa. De mi casa, checa mi bolsa. Dime qué pasa, no estoy en la derrota.
You people hear me now, right? What we gon' say, letra por letra, quien quiera vencer.
Señoras, señores, prendan los motores. No esperes a que te llegue el momento. Que la vida te lleve a la cima. El que se va pierde la silla y pa' la orilla. Con ese buzo que solito se zorrilla.
Con mi gente todo va pa' arriba. En cantidades industriales mantengo la vibra.
Métele poco a poco y chequele bien los resultados.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
I'm down with the rhythm that's hot of the Spanish flag.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Tengo el boom que a la shorty le gusta bailar acá.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
I'm down with the rhythm that's hot of the Spanish flag.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Tengo el boom que a la shorty le gusta bailar acá.
Nadie me dijo que iba a ser un camino fácil. Amarillo quiere huevo y el punto dura.
Sí. Esa mentalidad, mi hijo te va a matar.
Aquí todo igual,
pero no voy a llorar.
Si consigues cambiar, te diré nada más. Bien por ti y todo tu cotorreo.
El destino no está escrito y si está, pues me sorteo. Así es como lo
así
veo.
Es como lo veo.
¿Qué me depara realmente? No lo sé. Vive el instante y no pienses en caer. Céntrate en esto, buena vibra es lo primero. Las cosas se van dando a conforme pasa el tiempo.
Ponte, 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 ponte pie. Sigue, 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 sigue fiel. Vente, 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 apúntate que la marcha con eso. Ya somos más de 100.
Salsa,
salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, ma. Salsa pa tus tacos, salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
I'm down with the rhythm that's hot of the Spanish flag.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
Tengo el boom que a la shorty le gusta bailar acá.
Salsa pa tus tacos, ma.
That was a good taco. We need something though. Need some salsa.
What, necesita salsa?
Yeah. That was Salsa Pa Tus Tacos by Duho. Last three artists, Duho, Novel, and El Tri, come to us from Fonovisa Records.
Fonovisa.
In LA. Specializing in Mexican rock en español.
Rock en español.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Kill Radio's only submission, all submission show.
And let's really qualify what that means. This doesn't mean you submit and we decide if you get to be on the show or not. Now you submit, we play it, and we have no choice but to play it. Which, praise the Lord.
There is no middleman.
Praise be to the music. It's been all good.
You make
it's
the
been
playlist.
Overall, really, really great what we've played in this almost year of doing the show.
Yes.
Yes. Thank God, right?
Praise the Lord.
Praise be to music. That's my new thing to say. I've been like,
praise be to music.
Praise be to the music. Yeah. Speaking of which, let's go to this band out of San Francisco. They're called Sabreteeth. The track's called Tell Your Mother.
It's a good name, Sabreteeth.
Yep. And it's the R-E spelling.
Ooh.
Yeah, very sophisticated. My ex used to talk like that. He goes, oh, that is so sophisticated.
Wow, your ex was a cartoon stereotype?
Italian, just off the boat.
Wow.
Yeah. And into fashion. So anything that was sophisticated was understated. So him, that was very sophisticated. Oh, they're so sophisticated. All right. So band called Sabreteeth, San Francisco, California, myspace.com/Sabreteeth, S-A-B-R-E, teeth. Tell your mother right now, please, now.
Hear, hear. On killradio.org.
Yes, that was Dennis Paul with Rock in the Hut. He's out of a city in Ontario, Canada called Red Lake. MySpace.com/DennisPaulRocks. And I'm almost positive. I just can't remember when off the top of my head. I know we've played Dennis before, haven't we?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think
yes.
We have. So thank you for resubmitting, or not resubmitting, but submitting again. And then before that, again from San Francisco, we heard a band by the name of Sabretooth, a song called Tell Your Mother, myspace.com/Sabretooth, and that's with the Sabretteeth spelling. And again, Dennis Paul's MySpace page is myspace.com/DennisPaulRocks, all one word. So we're off to a good start.
You know the high downtown today is supposed to be 92?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Feels like it.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's
burning hot.
But you know what's funny
say.
About it is it feels like spring, but it's really more like summer spring. You know, when you get those hot days in spring, which is different than when we get those 90-degree days in winter. Because we get them.
It's balmy and uncomfortable.
I like it. especially with the dry air we've been having.
I have to sneeze.
Do you want me to turn off your mic, or would you want to do in the mic for all of us?
I'm going to sneeze right into the mic.
No.
Can I get people sick over the radio?
Let's try. It's like the Outer Limits. We control transmission and what you receive contagiously.
We control all that you see in here.
I was actually watching this weekend. I bought an episode off of iTunes Music Store.
Yeah?
Yeah, with Clip Robertson. It was actually kind of metaphysical, the way he was talking about energy. Like, so do you know what God is? Infinite energy. That was the alien talking. I'm like, well, that's kind of what I would say God is. From a metaphysical point of view, that's how you describe it. I go, wow, and this was in
smart.
The 60s. Yeah. He was a smart alien. He was smart.
Well, aliens, you know, they were into such crazy shit in the 60s. They've mellowed out a bit since then.
I've always liked The Outer Limits. I remember what that show would be on as a kid after the cartoons on Saturday mornings, and I'd watch that. And then after that would be like some Godzilla or monster movie on Family Film Festival.
Oh, you know, that reminds me.
Which was the dumbest thing to have on a Family Film Festival. Like, you know, it's like, how does this bring families together? It's about the destruction of Tokyo every time. God. But I loved them.
I saw a commercial the other day for some website that I can't remember the name, where you can download your favorite TV shows.
Uh-huh.
But they're all TV shows that aren't on anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one of the shows that was included briefly in the commercial was Freddy's Nightmares. Do you remember that?
No.
Was there that was like a spinoff of Nightmare on Elm Street that aired on
TV
like,
show, like HBO or Showtime or
in like 1990.
Oh.
And it was called Freddy's Nightmares. And it was this half hour
like vignettes kind of thing. Like
where
Alfred Hitchcock Presents kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they'd always involve Freddy Krueger somehow. And sometimes,
as the narrator.
And sometimes another monster. Yeah, he was kind of like Tales from the Crypt, except for Freddy Krueger.
Right.
But it was somehow around, you know, the idea of people falling asleep and Freddy Krueger coming in and you know, hilarity ensuing. And I remember loving that show.
Hilarity and blood ensuing.
Well, because they used to have, around that time, they used to have other horror TV shows. Tales from the Dark Side.
Right.
Friday the 13th.
Right.
They don't really have any horror TV shows anymore. There's sci-fi shows, but there's no shows that are really, really just about, you know, being goofy
and
scary.
No wonder we attacked Iraq and we're about to attack Iran.
I know. If only we had
because
more horror TV.
That's our cry for help.
Bring back horror TV. Did I tell you they're going to remake Hellraiser?
You did. This is actually the second time you've told me this.
I'm still excited about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about just, you know, taking the test and just seeing what your queer quotient is? Because I bet you it's higher than you realize.
Does that make me gay? Because Clive Barker's
Hellraiser? Come on. Hellraiser has so much of that goth gay stuff going on.
Okay. I see there's a little bit of androgyny in
it. A lot of it.
Yeah.
Huh. And the whole bondage thing. He's wearing a dress, but he has needles in his head. I mean, we've all been there as gays.
Listen, just because I'm an actor that has cats and listens to synth pop.
And has a fiance, allegedly. We always hear about her, but do we see her? No. Has she ever been on the show? No.
You've met Shay.
She works during the day. She can't be on the show. Of course. And she lives in Canada, right? Do you remember that in elementary school? Oh, yeah. I got a girlfriend. She's in Canada, though. Yeah, you got a girlfriend in Canada. She's probably your cousin.
No, she's in a labor camp, actually. She digs trenches all day.
There's no labor camps in Canada.
She's not in Canada.
Oh, she's North Korea?
Yeah.
She's in a labor camp in Tustin.
People think she's Asian, actually.
Who?
People think Shannon is Asian because she has, I guess, high cheekbones or something.
She does have where you would think she was like 25% Chinese because she has that cute Asian girl perkiness.
No,
to her
but you
face.
Know what's funny?
Why I always think she looks like Catgirl.
She went to.
Not Catgirl, Batgirl. I always mix it up. Batgirl. She totally looks like Batgirl.
She went to the dentist and.
Oh my God.
The dentist who was Asian says.
I asked her if
she was part Asian and.
She's like, no.
He goes, well, let me check. And he looks at it. Apparently, Asians have, and I'm not making this up.
Yes.
Some sort of ridge on the inner lining of their teeth.
Yes.
And she doesn't have that.
Oh.
And so he was able to determine based on that she was not. Asian.
Well, here's another thing. This is the weird thing. This is why I love genetics. I wish if I would have been totally into biology, I would have studied genetics because I'm fascinated by it. But most Asians, I heard this on NPR of all places, their earwax is dry.
What?
Versus our earwax is wet. So there's this device. Have you ever seen it? It looks like a long, it's actually like a long, almost like a, it almost looks like a letter opener, but it's thinner. And it's used to grind out the ears. Parents used to grind out the ears wax of their kids.
Wow.
But that's because they have dry earwax. Our earwax is wet. And just genetically, that's how we've evolved. It's a small little thing.
Speaking of ears.
Yes. Oh, no. I can see the look on your face.
Since I've hit 30.
How long have you been 30, John?
Since January.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hair has been growing uncontrollably from my nose and ears. What's that about?
You know, I did notice at some point I did get more nose hair coming out. Not from my ears, but from my nose. How you feeling there, John? Fucker.
It's just got some fluid in the lungs, you know.
It's really hot because you know how I am about that kind of.
You know, it's a great word.
Help
it's
me,
phlegm.
Mummy chic.
Let's name. Can we name today's episode "Phlegm"?
No, because you introduced it purposefully. Always the title comes accidentally.
Oh, that's right. Well, speaking of accidentally, let's look in the stack and see what we're gonna play next.
Yeah, what's next?
Matt Beal. That's what we're gonna play next.
Where's he from? Oh, no. Silence equals death. Silence equals death. Do you remember what that's from?
Look it up. Go to myspace.com/MattBealRocks. MattBealRocks. It's because I left the envelope in my bag. I actually think he's local. Yeah. From Los Angeles. Says so right here on the CD.
No.
No?
Hollywood.
Hollywood is in Los Angeles.
Hollywood is
Los Angeles. Not a city.
I know, but he said Hollywood. He's being specific about the area of Los Angeles.
Well, anyway, he wrote all the songs in this album, which is called Contributions for an Atom Bomb.
Oh, I see the picture of it here.
And they sound like this on here on killradio.org. I need a Kleenex.
I'm going to sing it with my guitar.
Job, 'cause it's on the come. Contributions for an atom bomb. Hey. Wake up people and smell the fire. Contributions for an atom bomb. Said yeah. Slaving masses so high on their TVs. Working classes believing that they're free. Take your money and they spend it.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
You really are.
It's true. That was Matt Beal, B-E-A-L, myspace.com/MattBealRocks. And we were listening to the first two tracks on the CD, Atom Bomb and Get In. And the name of the album is Contributions for an Atom Bomb.
And he's currently based in Los Angeles?
In Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood, Los Angeles.
I forget already. God.
And it comes to us from Corporate Anarchy Records, which is awesome name for a label. Check that out.
Really
CorporateAnarchyRecords.com. All right.
So, remember that fundraiser we did with the Central Second Collective?
Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah,
yes.
It was good. I'm going to pretend you don't know this. Did you know, John, that they have a new band that's part of that collective of bands? Yes, they do, John. And for extra added bonus, can you name the other bands that are in the Central Second Collective?
I think I can. Let's see. Well, Death to Anders.
Yeah. Who submitted to Hear. That's how we got connected to them in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Praise
One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects.
Yes.
Who I don't believe is with the collective anymore, actually.
Oh.
The Transmissions.
Yes.
Who I don't believe is with the collective anymore.
Oh.
Die Rockers Die.
Yes.
And that.
That's it, right? That's six, right?
Yeah, and Henry
and Cleveland. Now we have this new band who actually submitted to us. After that, I don't even know if they what they knew, but they're called the Henry Clay People, based in here in Los Angeles, which I'm very happy about, and they have a great sound. Yeah, I've noticed about that collective, I mean, it's like, even though all the bands don't necessarily, they're not all the same sounding, thank God, but they all are very talented musicians and songwriters and artists.
Oh, you know what? Just because it's in my head, I might as well announce it on the air. Death to Anders has a show at Zen Sushi this Thursday, and it's a fundraiser benefit for...
Who? Is it for us?
No.
Then who cares?
It's something like LA Youth Community something or other. Something positive.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to a gig at Zen Sushi?
No, Siki? I actually haven't.
Have you ever been to Zen Sushi?
No, I haven't.
Because
I've
have
eaten sushi.
Oh.
And I practice Zen.
Liar, atheist, fuck. No, the Zen Sushi space, there's actually a couple. Actually, they can hold a lot of bands. Upstairs, they have a huge space. You're just a joy to be
I'm
with
so
today.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have come in.
Do you
want
to mute yourself every time you have to do that, maybe?
It
might be helpful.
I care so much about
it.
This
was
show.
So cute at first when you were coughing because you sound like such a little sick lamb, and now you just sound like you should be put to sleep. That's where I'm at with
Somebody
yours.
Somebody kill me, please.
Please allow me.
Ow.
That hurt my head.
Anyway,
all right,
you were
anyway. No, Zen Sushi, it's kind of a funny space because it's upstairs. There's an upstairs area where you can hear bands, but they got one teeny L-like staircase that gets you up there. Technically, there's another way to get down, but the exit, the other exit up there is back by where the stage is. So you'd have to jump over the stage kind of get down. So I've always felt like, okay, if there's a fire, we're going that way. We're not going down the way we came up because it's jammed.
For every good venue, there's a fire hazard.
It just seems like it's a little dangerous, but I went to a goth event there and it was totally fun. So anyway, so let's go to the Henry Clay People. This is a song called, I'm going to pronounce this Fish Bag, as in microfiche. Fish Bag, the Henry Clay People. They're out of God Bless Los Angeles, myspace.com/TheHenryClayPeople. You're listening to Hear on killradio.org. I am up and ready to go. Praise be to music. We'll be right back.
There's someone at the door.
Honey, could you get that thing?
Okay.
Oh, no, we're both two high-pitched people.
we're a loving lesbian couple.
No, we're a lesbian couple. Honey, when you're done composting, can you get the door?
That was so sexist. Oh, dear. Sorry. So that was the Revolutionary Youth League. Try to say that three times fast. The Revolutionary Youth League. That's a good tongue twister. They're out of Whittier, which is just nearby, which is about, what, 15 miles east of here?
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
You're so competitive. That was a song called The Deserter, myspace.com/ The Revolutionary Youth League. But they're spelling league L-E-A-G. And there's no U in the end. It probably got cut off when they were writing it all out. So it's the Revolutionary Youth Liag. Leah G. Leah G, motherfucker. Leah G.
And
then before that again was the Henry Clay Band people. The Henry Clay people. They're out of Los Angeles. New members of the Central Second Collective. That was a song called Fish Bag is how I'm going to pronounce it today. Would you add anything to that pronunciation of the track name, Mr. Scholar or Mr. OCD with pronunciation and diction?
No, but I just wanted to add that when I was a youth, I played second base in Little League baseball, and I was also known for bunting.
You're still known for bunting. That sounds gay.
Is that a gay term?
That sounds gay. I'm going to start as a gay term.
Is there like a bizarre gay sexual practice known as bunting?
No. There should be, though. It sounds like. I'm probably doing it right now.
I bet it's really disgusting.
Yeah. It's probably like pegging. All right. So thank you, gentlemen. I'm assuming that was all men there. It sounded very male.
I'm going to play the Rum Circus.
Yeah, we've played them a lot lately.
Yeah, well, they've sent some MP3s in to you, and now they've sent a CD to me all the way from
London, right?
Royal Mail, which is a country not far from the United Kingdom. Yes, London, England.
They're good.
The Rum Circus are a dynamic quartet from Newcastle, Serbia, and London via the West Country. Their sound is a rich combination of murder blues, rock and roll, and cinematic songwriting, which fuses together a love of Scott Walker, Bowie, Bad Seeds, and PJ Harvey with an atmosphere of film noir and David Lynch. Add to this the band's Frida Kahlo meets Victoriana Chic, and you have the Rum Circus. Here, I'll read you some of their little quotes here from reviews. One of the best-kept secrets of the London Underground, Simon Price, Independent on Sunday. Musically, there's nothing I can say but amazing. Danny Watson.
Could you shut up?
From Warner Music.
Yes.
What is this word? Louche? L-O-U-C-H-E? Louche?
Louche pop? I don't know. We don't use that word Louche here.
Louche pop at its best. From rockmidgets.com.
What that mean?
Well, anyway, here are a couple tracks from their single. And you can check them out, myspace.com/rumcircus, RUMCIRCUS. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Wine frantic through the night, seeing invisible disturbances within.
butterflies, they load around your golden
Hear, hear. Killradio.org. You okay there, Mark?
Slamming doors.
Alrighty then. I'm glad you're back. That was the Rum Circus.
Yep.
MySpace.com/RumCircus. The Rum Circus evokes childhood memories, expansive and catchy song-based music, dogs jumping through burning hoops, death-defying stuntmen putting their heads between the lion's jaws. That's from opposition.com. Something like that. Also, go
is
to www.therumcircus.com. Thank you for your submission to Hear Here on killradio.org. And here are today's headlines. Army's Kylie ousted in Walter Reed furor. Cheney puts anti-war Dems on defensive. Bush meets opposition in Guatemala. U.S. troops to root out car bomb shops. Woman charged in Chicago fires, four deaths. Beta-carotene pills may not save vision. Theory. Saturn moons heat from decay. Van Halen, REM head into Rock Hall. Stocks close higher amid merger deals. So now you know the news.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
And here's what's next.
What's next?
No. This is a band out of Los Angeles. Guy, we've had a lot of L.A. and basically L.A. proper.
Visit L.A. I bet they have a lot of, you know.
I think they have a hot scene there, and probably hot scenes. It's probably more than one.
Burning hot.
Burning. This is a band called Evita Freaks. They're out of Los Angeles.
Did we play them last week?
Probably. This is a track called The Sun Burns My Face.
Ow! Ow! Make it stop!
That is such an obvious choice, John. That's an obvious choice.
It just came out of me like.
Now I want you to choose again.
Like throwing bring, up
add in my
something. Mouth.
Add something to it. What can you bring to it, John, as an actor? Something new, a different direction, an interesting choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, burn my face. No?
That's obvious, too. Come on, John. The sun burns my face.
Meow.
And scene.
Meow.
Can I go home?
Yes. This is The Sun Burns My Face, Evita Freaks. They're from Los Angeles, myspace.com/EvitaFreaks. You're listening to, in case you didn't know, the...
What am I listening to? What's going on?
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
All the sorrow.
Thank you, Huntington, New York. That was Seven Thunders out of Huntington, New York. MySpace.com/7Thunders, and seven is the number seven, then Thunders. That was a song called God Spoke, but I guess that was a remix of it. And then before that again was Evita Freaks out of Los Angeles. Song called The Sun Burns My Face. MySpace.com/EvitaFreaks. And I guess that means we can thank all the bands. Do you want to do that, John?
Yes, I do so
Since
enjoy
it's
it.
Your tradition.
Thank you, Seven Thunders, Evita Freaks, The Rum Circus, The Revolutionary Youth League, The Henry Clay People, Matt Beal, Dennis Paul, Sabretooth, Duho, Novel, El Tree, Andy, Cisco, Fraud, Kim Kennedy, Rohan, Sundown, Caffeine, and Tack.
Tack. T-A-C. No, T-A-C-K, right? I want to go T-A-C-T. Yeah, and all this music, all this of today that you've heard, it will be available for download through the archive page of killradio.org. John, will that be available today?
That will be available today within the next few hours.
Great. So if you want to come back and download the archive of this show, you can go there. You can also go to iTunes. We are now podcasting via iTunes. When do you think today's show will be available?
Actually, I was told it takes like 24 hours, but actually it seems to take less.
Okay.
So it could be any time between today and tomorrow.
Okay. So if you check out...
The way it works is I changed... It's quite interesting,
I didn't ask
really.
This.
I
don't want to know this at all.
I changed the information in the file and some complicated coding type shit. And then iTunes goes around and kind of checks all of the files that it has on its list. And so each time that it checks, it renews the information
great.
Is there. So I add a new item. So it sort of depends on when iTunes looks is when iTunes will update.
And on behalf of our listeners, John, thank you so much for sharing that. And you're rubbing your leg against my hand.
Ew.
You were. Don't go,
rubbing
ew,
your
me.
Hand against my leg.
No, I moved my hand. I shuddered.
I'm on the other side of the room.
And
how is this even possible?
Please. You're standing
I'm
right
like
next to
10
me.
Feet away from
I
you.
I recoiled. I recoiled
That's
in fear.
That's recoiling.
Yes. In action. So, again, thank you all the bands. If you want to hear the podcast, you can go to iTunes Music Store. Just do a search for either, let's say, here, right? You'll kind of find it that way under podcasts.
Yeah, or John Hirschfield.
Or Mark Caldwell.
Mark Caldwell, yeah.
Yes. And you can also find all this information, the links and everything to all of this at our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. Please go there also to check out the live event that we have. That's a fundraiser for Kill Radio. Seven bands, $5 suggested donation.
It's going to be a great show, folks.
Yeah, it's great.
And you'll get to meet us.
Mark and John will be present.
Yeah.
Giving away prizes and laughter for all.
We'll be signing each other's autographs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We'll be playing The Renders, Foreign Keys, Skylar Stone Street, The Nooch, Craig Lyons, Sarah Melson, and then The Black Dollar performing as Happy Hands, Happy Feet. All this information, myspace.com/here_here. And I think we're done.
We're
John.
Done here.
Great.
Here.
Do you want to stop the recording?
The recording is officially...
No, God, please, no.
What?
No, you can. I just wanted to end out with me going, no, God.